This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Friday, November 14th. 100 index Western Canadian hog prices for the week ending Saturday, November 15th are Ole West 2020, 228 even, Canada Packers Sig 4, 220.97, Ham's Cash 218.97, Thunder Creek Brick Co. 225.48, High Life Cash 233.06, and High Life Contract $234.19 per 100 kilograms. Ham's cash hog price today is mixed, and forward contract prices opened higher this morning. On Thursday, the Canadian dollar is down 6 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.4018. Canadian dollar is currently trading at 71.41 cents US. The good news is lean hog futures have found some footing and have bounced higher to start the Friday trading session. The not so good news is the bounce has followed two previous days of solid pressure that pushed the December contract to closing lows not seen since mid-May. It is a curious development because on Monday, the week started with a technical bounce off some clearly defined support levels and a recovery of sorts started to appear. It was not to be sustained, however, and the market plunged lower on Wednesday and Thursday. The why of this is not clear, but the suspicion is that managed money traders were doing some portfolio repositioning. In any case, lean hog futures have moved notably lower since late September, and while some consolidation was expected after the hogs and pigs report, the pressure in the futures is arguably overdone, especially considering the tight supply situation that remains on the ground that will likely remain in place until at least the first quarter of 2026. But therein lay the point we have been making for months. Managed money has held a record large long position also for months, and the funds don't stay long forever. In this situation, the risk is to the downside, and because nothing has fundamentally changed, the suspected move by managed money traders is likely a function of profit taking